哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福所有参加讲习会的弟兄姐妹。
May God bless all of us who are here for the training.
我们手上有讲义，就是前三天晚上有关领会者讲习会的一些讲义。
We've passed out copies of notes for the last three nights.
另外一份是查经的讲习的讲义。
There's also another page for the Bible study training.
这样的讲义小弟在伯恩教会分别也跟他们分享过。
And we had the same training in the Bowen Park Church.
因为我来美国才知道有一些要开讲习，所以我也是在伯恩教会的时候也用笔写，所以没有时间打字。
I didn't know that we would have the training until I got here, so I have to write the notes by hand.
那我们知道这个领会，你要讲述神的话，你就必须要有自己的查经方式，才能够领受分享给会众。
When we share the word of God through a sermon, we must study the Bible first.
所以我们今天也很诚恳的将最基本的一个查经方式要跟大家做一个介绍。
And today I'd like to share with you some of the basics in Bible study.
我们先来看出埃及记十六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记十六章。
Exodus chapter 16.
十六章的二十一节。
Exodus chapter 16, verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
他们每日早晨按着个人的饭量收取。日头一发热就消化了。在这里谈到当时以色列百姓在行走旷野的时候
，At the time the Israelites traveled in the wilderness，
他们没有东西吃
，They didn't have anything to eat。
后来神就降玛拿给他们吃
，And God sent down manna for them as
well。每天都有一定的食量
，Every morning the same amount。
但是一定要在早上才能收取，太阳一出来啊。这些东西就消化无有了。
But they had to gather the manna every morning because it disappeared.
如果不拿，留到隔天早晨，这个东西也会变成是生臭虫啊，变臭了。
And if one took more than his share, the next day it would spoil.
所以一天只拿一定的这个玛拿的粮食。
So every morning, everyone gathered as much as he needed.
那在这一节来讲。
When we study this verse,
这些以色列百姓如果他们没有去拿，那你就没有东西吃了。
We see that the Israelites had to go out and collect, otherwise they
would have. 所以按照个人的饭量来收取玛拿。
They gather manna as much as they needed.
那这里有一个非常好的一个提醒。
And it serves as a good reminder.
这里说要在每日早晨。
It says each morning.
那每日早晨说起来这时间很短
And our mornings are quite short
那我们也可以说我们生命这个主耶稣说我们生命的玛拿粮食就指着他的话
And Jesus also said that his word is manna
主耶稣在约福音六章那边就这样谈到
He said that in John chapter 6
我要是生命的粮食永远不朽坏
I am the bread of life that will never perish.
特别指出说，我就是那生命的粮食。
Jesus called himself the bread of life.
是从天上降下来属灵的玛拿。
He is the spiritual manna sent down from heaven.
所以在六十三节里面，他就这样谈。
And in verse 63, Jesus said,
说这个，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is life.
所以我们今天是要领受那属灵的玛拿。
And today we're here to receive the spiritual manna.
但是我们的心智要像这个二十一节里面谈到的。
And our hearts must be like the people in recorded in verse 21.
这里说每日早晨。
Each morning.
然后又谈到日头一发热就消化。
And the verse also said when the sun grew hot, the manna melted away.
这里是告诉我们提醒我们呢。
It also reminds us.
我们要趁着还活着的时候赶快领取这个玛拿。
Gather the manna while we're still alive.
领取神的真理。
Gather God's word.
这是第一个提醒。
That is the first reminder.
第二个提醒啊。
Second.
我们趁着我们健康的时候，要赶快领取这个真属灵的玛拿。
Receive as much of God's word as you can when we're still healthy.
这很重要。
That is important.
当你不健康，怎么领取？
If you aren't healthy, how can you learn from God?
趁着我们人最健壮，趁着我们人像早晨这样清新、有力量的时候，赶快领取属灵的玛纳。
When you're still strong and full of energy as the morning, then receive.
再来谈到这个日头一发热
，When the sun grew hot,
一旦太阳出来了，这个玛纳就消化掉了。
The manna melted away.
意思就是告诉我们要把握住机会。
It tells us to seize every opportunity.
你不要这个太阳日头一照了，你再去拿就拿不到了，已经过时了，机会没有了。
If you gather manna when the sun grew hot, you have nothing to collect.
前面特别说祝福大家这样参加讲习会，就是有心要来领取属灵的玛纳，让我们在属灵工作上能够非常适任。
And I ask God to bless all of you because we're here to receive God's word. Carry on our duties.
今天我们有发讲义，讲义在前面可以拿到后面哈。那个慢来的就可以慢过去。
There are more
整一封在后面那一排。
We can pass to the back。
啊，麻烦谢谢。那全部拿到后面，那个慢来的就可以拿到啊。那我们现在谈到了有关这个领受属灵玛纳的这个认识。
So we understand that we must receive the spiritual manna。
那我们就开始来谈。要领受就必须要学习怎么样查经的认识。
And we must learn how to study this Bible.
我们说过要趁活着的时候领受。
We must study the Word of God while we're
alive. 趁我们还健康的时候。
While we're healthy.
有这个体力有智慧的时候要领受。
While we still have the energy and the wisdom.
趁着我们还这要把握住任何的机会要来领受这个属灵的玛纳。
And we seize every opportunity to receive this manna.
那如果能够做到这一点，就必须要学会怎么样去查经。
In order to do that, we must learn how to study the Bible.
这个查是考察的查，不是喝茶的茶。
Study is an action.
有一次，我刚刚神学院去了，不大会喝茶。
When I graduated from the seminary, I wasn't a tea drinker.
聚会完了，这个有一个负责人就跟我讲了传道，我们来去谈查经，喝茶经。
But after the service, a member said, let us have some Bible study.
谈茶经我听懂，喝茶经我就听不懂了。
And they involved tea.
怎么这么神秘，怎么茶经可以喝的？
And I wonder, what does the Bible have to do with tea?
哇，原来就带我到那个会客室，原来就是喝茶了。So 茶也有茶的道理，叫做茶经。
So they took us to a room and showed us the mysteries of tea making.
用一圈代表什么意思？哇
！There are different ways of making tea.
后来看多了，喝多了，也变得会喝茶了。
And I became an expert in tea.
那我在这里不是推销茶叶。
I'm not here to sell you tea leaves.
那我们现在所谈的就是要查经，怎么样学习看圣经。怎么样去了解圣经
？But we're here to study and understand the Bible.
这个也是要认知的。
It takes an understanding.
其实看来啊，这个查经哈，学习神的话，必须要有一个正确的认知态度。
We must have the right attitude in studying God's word.
我们看第一点。
Let's look at point number one.
这个查经啊，就是像我们刚刚讲的这个属灵的玛纳，我们要天天读经。
Just as the people collected manna every day, we must read the Bible.
我听到很多弟兄姐妹跟我这样做见证说，一有读经的习惯，会不读啊，好像这一天失落了什么。
Many brothers and sisters have shared with me that once they establish a habit of Bible reading,
会有这种感觉
they feel something missing if they don't read the Bible.
会有这种感觉很好哎。
And it's good to read the Bible.
表示他喜欢这个神的道理。
Because it shows that they love the word of God.
愿意学习
They're willing to learn.
把读经当作每天必须的一个功课
And Bible reading becomes part of their lives.
越读越快乐的
The more they read, the happier they get.
越读越喜欢的
The more they read, the more they like the Bible.
尤其在台上在领会的，如果讲到什么道理，哎，这个经节我知道在哪里，哎，原来这个解释是这样，哦，好舒服的。
And when you, as you're listening to sermon, you're able to make connections to the verses.
但是有一些人就不一样了。
But not all people, everyone is like that.
我常常到医院去访问呢。
I visit the hospitals.
好像都看到一件事。
I've seen one common, trait.
平常不看圣经。
There are many people who don't read the Bible, normally.
但是生病的时候啊，每次在床头那个上面放一本 小圣经还有大圣经。
But when they got sick, as they lie on the bed, there's a huge Bible next to it.
我问这些人有没有看。
And I asked them, do you read the Bible?
看了一下眼睛就想睡。
And they said, I read the Bible to help me to sleep.
我平常不读经，生病就把圣经放在旁边，这么现实啊。
So when they got sick, they had the Bible next to them.
不过还好，还有生病，还有看圣经，不然没有生病就一生都不看圣经的麻烦。
But at least they knew how to study the Bible when they're sick.
所以这个没有查经的认知，第一点就是要天天读经。
So we must remember, every day we have to read the Bible.
你可以给我一个一定的这个换量，读经要读多少啊？
According to how much you need.
或者读经要读多少时间呢？
How much time you spent?
你每天可以选一个你最方便的时间，反正就是天天要读就对了。You
can choose a specific time of day to read the Bible.
读经可以从你最喜欢的那一卷开始读了。As
long as you do so every day, beginning from the book that you like.
有的一读读诗篇，结果读了几篇了，真的是睡觉睡死了，死篇了。Some
people fall asleep when they read the Psalms.
你不要读那么长的。
Then don't read the long ones.
你先读那个短短的。
Read the short Psalms.
你读完，哎，这么快读完，哎，很舒服。因为这读短的，短的被你读完，你就有兴趣了，就读那个长的经卷了。
If you begin with the short ones, then you may find that it's quite easy. Then you can gradually read the longer ones.
味道来了。
And you'll find the meaning in the Psalms.
越来越熟了。
And you'll know the Bible even more.
你就谈到什么道理就记得，哎，哪一句，哪一章，哪一节，哎。 慢慢会有兴趣的。
And later when you hear a sermon, you'll realize you've read those verses.
那个感情会很舒服耶。
And you'll feel good.
有时候你碰到事情，自然神的道理就生出来了。
And when you encounter trouble, you will remember God's word.
你就很容易判断事情。
You'll be able to tell right from wrong.
既然要做好天天读经啊。
If we need to read the Bible every day.
这里介绍有关读经的四个阶段。
Let me show you how we do it.
第一个阶段要通读了。
There are four verses, four phases we must read
through.
You must read it through.
如果第一遍记不起来，所谓的第一遍是从创世纪到启示录，记不起来，再来第二遍。
When you, after you finish reading from Genesis to Revelation, if you don't remember what you read,
read again.
If you forget the previous chapters, read them again. Until you remember something about it. That's to read it fully. It's up to you how many times you read. If you need to read the Bible 100 times to remember it, you may need to do that.
如果一年才读一遍，那100遍100年了，太慢了。
But if we only can only read the Bible once a year, how many years will that be?
所以你要规划这个时间的时候啊，一年不只要读一遍呢。 Then
you must cleverly allot your time to read the Bible.
如果用看的用念的很快啊。If
you're just reading the words, it's very quick.
有了个印象以后，When
you have remember something,
开始就要进入到熟读了。Then
you must learn from it.
熟读就是这个经卷，它中心，这个这一卷是哪一卷，它每一章在谈什么，你开始要想尽办法记起来了。
You must remember a picture of what each chapter.
第一遍总是令人觉得很辛苦。
The first time through is very hard.
但是你必须要去做它。
But you must do it.
熟读了以后，
After you know your verse,
精读，
You must study it even deeper.
精读啊，就是。 这个阶段就要开始做到这个那一卷的结构大纲，跟那一章的结构大纲，那一段的结构大纲，这个都要出来了。
At this stage, you'll learn all the structure and how each verse flows into another.
当然有关历史背景这些神的选民的，神的应许在什么样的时间做着那个，在熟读的时候可以参考一些有关这方面的资料。
And at this time, we can learn the historical backgrounds and how God treated His own people.
那精读这一段呢，如果你真的做到了，
Once you're able to do this,
再来就研读了。Then
you can examine it.
研究圣经了。You
can examine and study the Bible.
研究神的应许，神的宣告，神的神学。You
can
旧约是怎么样去串联的，新约是怎么样串联的，到后来你就可以出书了。
You can study the promise, the theology of God from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and you can
read it.
If all of us reach this
stage,
then we'll never publish so many books. because our Bible is the notes.
那个时候要领会就更累了。
At that time, it would be pretty easy to lead a sermon.
因为整本圣经就是讲章。
Because your material is the entire Bible.
但是要花很多时间到这个地方。
But that takes time.
这个旧约圣经在以斯拉记第七章第十节。
In Ezra chapter 7 verse 10 it says,
他这个以斯拉先知带领这个神的选民回到耶路撒冷盖圣殿。
Ezra led the people back to the city to build, rebuild the temple.
他举办了一个读经大会。
And he led a session of Bible reading.
我们一起来看以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
第七章的。 第十节，以斯拉定制考究遵循耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。在这里，以斯拉先知他要带领这些以色列百姓，就是以神的话来带领的。Prophet
Ezra led the people with the word of God.
他自己首先立志要学习这个神的话。First,
he devoted himself to the study.
不但学好，而且还将神的话要来教训以色列人。Not
only so, he taught it in Israel.
所以他在这里勉励这个神的选民以色列人呢，去举办这个读经大会。And
he encouraged God's own people to learn God's decree and laws.
所以我们常常讲说建造圣殿，圣殿有硬体的，还有属灵的圣殿，就是要用。 这两个圣殿呢，都是用神的话来去引导带领的。
Regarding the rebuilding of temple, whether physical or spiritual, we need the word of God.
所以我们天天在吃饭的时候，要想到要天天领受属灵的玛拿，属灵的真理。And
since we eat every day, let us remember to study the word of God every day.
天天读经很好哎。It
is good to read the Bible every day.
很舒服哎。
It feels quite good.
你真的会在里面看到这个神的话，就像我们路上的光，脚前的灯一样。Because
in the Bible, you will see God's word as the lamp on your.
这个要从天天读经来培养这种兴趣，培养这种好处。It
begins from reading the Bible each day.
不然的话，从那个嘴巴出来的都是像这个刀剑一样，随便都会砍人了。Otherwise, 好像机关枪一样，子弹都射人了。Otherwise,
what comes out of What comes out of your mouth on the pulpit can only hurt people.
第二点呢,
the second point.
查经的认知,
our understanding in the Bible
says
we must humbly receive.
真的,
God places His word in a humble person.
那在使徒行传第八章里面记载啊,
in Acts chapter 8 it says
这个有一个埃及阿伯的这个太监,
That chapter talks about an Ethiopian eunuch.
圣灵就引导腓力说要向他传道。
And the Holy Spirit guided Philip to preach the gospel.
我们看那个使徒行传第八章的三十节。
Let's read Acts chapter 8 verse 30.
三十节，腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书说，便问他：你所念的，你明白吗？
Verse 30, then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet.
31节,
do you understand what you're reading?
31节,这个太监就回答说,没有人指教我,我怎么能够明白呢?
In verse 31, how can I, he said, unless someone explains it to
me.
This was a humble man.
圣灵差遣腓力去向他传讲这个太监不懂的这个道理的地方。
The Holy Spirit sent Philip to preach the message that the eunuch didn't understand.
很谦卑领受耶。
And he humbly received.
所以腓力才讲啊,
and Pharaoh continued.
所以我们今天学习什么道理?
And when we learn the word of God today,
这个文道不一定在乎年龄大小, 只要你有心学啊, 神就会赏赐给你。
It doesn't matter how old or young you are, as long as you're willing to receive, he will give it to you.
同样在学习查考神的道理的当中啊,
while you're learning to study the word of God.
有些人这一方面比较有认知, 有些人那一方面大家互相勉励, 互相来学习谦卑领受。
You may understand this better, and I may understand that better, and we learn from each other.
如果信主信得很久, 或者年龄很大, 但是都不读经, 你说道理会懂吗?
If we never study the Bible, even though we believe for a long time, we really understand the truth.
道理的明白啊, 学习不在乎他年龄的大小，而是在乎你有没有心去谦卑领受，有没有明白。
Understanding the truth doesn't matter in your age, but rather whether or not you humbly receive.
再来查经的认知第三点,
the third point.
要敬虔度日,
we must live our days with reverence.
这一点很重要,
now, that's very important.
当你有这种查经的习惯,
when we have a habit of Bible study,
每天这样读,
every day we read the Bible,
而且也能够谦卑学习,
and if we learn humbly from the God, and naturally we'll live out God's teachings,
会很敬虔度日,
we will live with reverence,
会注意自己的讲话,
we will watch our speech,
会注意自己的行为动作,
we will watch what we do,
会因为学习神的道理, 了解自己的个性, 要怎么样的改啊,
and God's words will teach us how to change.
能够禁止灵修用神的道理, 查经明白, 然后灵修,
and our Bible study will help us live a more spiritual life.
就会看到好修养,
and we'll see good character from ourselves.
所以查经真的你要, 让他, 这个你所明白的, 所查到的, 放到你的生活里面, 然后就会有很好的生活见证。
We must put what we learn from our Bible study in our lives and be a witness for God.
这一点很重要。
That is very important.
你这样子查经才会有, 才会天天有效。
If you can do that, then you will see the results of Bible study.
很多人查经明白什么道理以后都有这种体验。
Many people have shared their experience of Bible study.
比如说他每天晚上都会读一段。
For example, a person studies the Bible at night.
他是读三章还是读几章。
They may read three chapters.
结果隔天在上班或在学校的时候, 哎, 就让他学习这个道理了。哎呀，原来是这样，哦，原来是这样，他好高兴，学习任何事情都很轻松，很容易去学神，会祝福带领的。And
often the next morning, whether in school or at work, they find that everything is easier to understand.
但我以前还没有读经，很会计较任何事。
Before we study the Bible, they will be very picky.
因为有读经的生活以后，他就明白了。哎，我应该怎么做？哎，我应该怎么做？到处都是亮光，提醒他怎么敬虔生活度日。
But when they have a habit of Bible study, every day the verses remind them how to live.
真的很多人有这种感受。
And many people feel the same way.
只要有这种习惯的人, 真的很多这种体验。
If we have the habit of Bible study, you will see the results.
第四点。
Fourth.
查经的认知要得到圣灵的帮助。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit to help us study the Bible.
因为这是非常上好的福分, 美好的神的真理。
Because this is the greatest blessing, the Word of God.
所以真的要祷告求神带领。
We must pray and ask God to help us understand.
所以一般有读经习惯的都会在查这个看圣经以前呢, 先祷告。
Before we study the Bible, pray to God.
求主耶稣让我能够谦卑领受你的话, 借着圣灵的帮助, 能够明白你的话, 成为我生活的依据。
Pray to God, saying, Lord Jesus, help me understand your words and live out your teachings.
后来去祷告, 就开始看圣经了。
And after prayer, you can read the Bible.
哎，很奇妙啊。 从前看不懂的, 现在看懂了。
But often you'll find that you'll understand verses that you didn't understand before.
越看越舒服, 越快乐的,
the more you read, the more joyful you get.
而且越看, 圣灵越感动, 心里火热,
the more you read, the more the Holy Spirit will move your heart.
就像耶稣啊, 在死后复活显现, 给那个往以马忤斯的两个人啊, 讲道理的时候, 他们心里火热, 那种见证体验,
just as Jesus appeared to the two men on the road to Emmaus, and they felt the fire in their heart.
有人也跟我这样做见证。
And a member also shared with me.
一直在读经圣灵引导的时候, 哇, 那种快乐, 那种火热的心啊, 哇, 不由自主的流泪, 就跪下来祷告说, 哇, 太好, 太美了。
As he was reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit moved him so much that he had to kneel down and wept to God and prayed.
圣灵帮助他。
Because the Holy Spirit helped him.
那种明白道理的那一刹那, 哇, 好像找到世界最珍贵的宝贝一样, 这样的高兴, 所以 读经完了以后, 哇,
the moment that you understand the truth, it is as if you discovered the greatest treasure and you can't help but pray to God.
如果你有心了,
if you have the heart to study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will help you.
当碰到的时候,你想要擦起眼泪,不让它流下来, 难啊, 真的难啊。
And you can't help but cry to God.
如果眼泪,没有眼泪,会挤,眼泪也会被挤出来啊。
The Holy Spirit will move you to tears.
这个见证很多,
we have heard many testimonies.
真的是这样,
and that's true.
当圣灵帮助的时候,
let the Holy Spirit help you.
所以读经一定要祷告,
you must pray when you study the Bible.
读完了要祷告神,
before and after.
这样子做才会避免骄傲,
Then you won't become proud.
才会避免自以为是。
And you won't think that you know it all.
有一次我问一对夫妻。
Once I spoke with a couple.
你们如果有意见不合吵架的时候，你们怎么处理啊？
How do you deal with disagreements?
然后他们两个一对夫妻就告诉我。
And they told me.
他们呢，如果吵架生气了，就到房间里面分别写一个金结啊，给对方。
When they get mad at each other, they will go to the separate rooms and find a verse for each other.
有时候会写啊，对不起啊。
Sometimes they'll write, I'm sorry.
但是有时候会写啊，这个跟一面的妇人争吵是同类，先说给太太这句话。
But sometimes the husband will quote the verse.
那个记者在箴言里面呢
，quote a verse from Proverbs. One should not argue with the foolish woman.
太太就给了。
And the wife will quote another verse.
马可前书那边说你要敬重，妻子若妻子啊比丈夫软弱，不然你的祷告会没有路哦，不通哦。
And the wife will quote First Peter saying you must care for your wife, otherwise God will not listen to your prayer.
本来圣经的很好的意思都拿来用那种吵架的那个工具，这个就不好了。
They use the word of God as weapons.
圣经是要改变我们领受以后先改变你自己，才能够看到人家改变的。先要求别人改变那么难呢？
The purpose of reading the Bible is to change ourselves, not to change other people.
所以读经啊是要勉励自己。
We read the Bible to encourage ourselves.
如果你有机会分享给大众，领会也好，劝勉也好，或者是辅导也好，你懂得那是用分享出去的。
When you have a chance to share what you learn, whether through sermon or classes or counseling, you're just sharing.
再来看第二项。
Let's go to the
查经的类别。
Types of Bible study.
第一个是人物查经。
First is a study of character.
你可以探讨某一个人物。
You can study a particular character in the Bible.
他的优点，他的缺点，你可以分析，然后再来做这个道理的分享。
Study and analyze his or her virtue.
那我知道有一个同工啊，他把这个以色列国跟那个犹大国啊，南北国两代的国王的好坏全部整理，然后做这个整章，这叫做人物查经。
Once a fellow worker made a sermon out of all the kings in the kingdom Judah and Israel.
那圣经有很多的人物哎。
And there are many people recorded in the Bible.
有那个好的我们学习的。
There are people who we should learn from.
也有那个做不好的要我们警戒的。
And there are those who have made mistakes that we can learn from.
所以光讲这个就已经不得了了。
You can't stop learning from them.
你朝这个方面准备这讲章太多了。
Just preparing sermons on all the biblical characters.
因为你都不认识圣经的人物，不然讲章没有啊。
There's no way you'll run out of materials.
这一方面呢，再来事迹查经。
And we can study events in the Bible.
发生一段事迹。
Something happened was recorded.
然后去查它所有的来龙去脉。
You can study how it began and how it ended.
然后再分析几个要点。
And analyze what happened.
这个要点就可以分别在这个要点底下的提出属灵的教训，成为勉励自己分享给大家的一个好的方法。
And from each of the specifics in the event, you can share the spiritual teaching.
再来专题查经。
You can also study a particular topic.
可以用这个第一个题目，然后你去找相关的经节，你就分类大纲。
You can set a topic and find the verses to support the topic.
这个可能要运用一些工具书资料来将你的专题查经的这些经文呢，能够更有好的这个生命的粮食。
That probably requires some reference books to learn from the way of life.
再来是段落查经。
You can also study passages.
可以找一段。
Find a passage in the Bible.
一段的经文，然后从里面就找出主题，然后就把它分段。
Find the theme in that passage and break it up into different sections.
在这个分段的要点呢，就成为一个很好的依据啊。然后在那一段，我们可以做了解，我就可以分享给别人。
And you can learn the lessons from each of the sections and share with other people.
再来是整卷的查经。
You can also study a whole book.
这个整卷的查经，它每一卷它有它中心的主题的。
Every book in the Bible has a central theme.
然后每一卷里头的每一章也有它的中心主题。
And so does each chapter in a book.
它这个中心主题绝对离不开这个经卷的主题的这个范围里面。
And each chapter will have the same theme as the entire book.
所以这方面的查经也相当不错，它是要了解整卷。
It is a good way to study the Bible to understand each chapter and each book.
但是它的其中的信息要提出的很有力，很有组织，这样听的人呢、啊，才能够有一个系统、一个概念、一个结构。
But if you deliver a sermon based on a book, you better organize your thoughts.
不然的话，很用力的讲啊，流汗啊，人家还是听不懂。
Otherwise, no one will understand your message.
那个时候只有你一个人感动了，但是大家都不感动了，那麻烦。
It won't be good if you're the only person that is moved by the book.
真的也有这样的不注意的时候啊。
It's happened before.
再来第七个字，词字查经。词字查经。啊，对不起，第六啊，释经性的查经。
And the sixth is interpreting the Bible.
这个就稍微难一点了，要有解经的能力啊。
You must learn to have this ability.
如果没有这个解经的能力啊，就不要随便用啊。
If you don't yet have the gift of interpreting the Bible, then don't use it.
不然会解错。
Otherwise, you'll explain the Bible wrong.
解错就很麻烦了。
And that would be a big trouble.
就会造成很多的一些啊这些误会。
Because you can lead to much misunderstanding.
所以如果要做这项工作的时候，最好要有我们教会的属灵的参考书，去慢慢的学，慢慢的查。
When you learn to interpret the Bible, use a reference books from our churches and learn from those examples.
像神学院有开一课释经学。
And even in the seminary, we have classes of Bible interpretation.
怎么解经句的？
How do we interpret and explain a verse?
真的要下功夫。
You must spend a lot of time and effort.
可能要具备有其他原文的能力，像希伯来文啊、希腊文啊，还有看还有这个拉丁文啊，因为它有些在翻译上这个要特别留意的，这个要研究研究一下比较好。
In addition, we will have to learn the original tongue in Hebrew and Greek or even Latin to compare the translations.
如果没有那种能力啊。还是先从基本的好好学，以后再来进入再深一点的，再来谈谈呢。
But if we can't do it just yet, study, use the other types of Bible study.
那再来是词字查经。
The seventh is word study.
圣经里面会看到神的一些言语，很特别的，非常有含义的，像那一种的查经啊，就要花很多时间去研究研究的。
Sometimes a particular verse or phrase.Will jump out at you or.
所以我曾经看过有一个传道同工啊，他就去发表写一些像绝书，他在被带到公会里面审判的时候，他们问他你是犹太人的王吗？他说我是，分别回答了三次我是，就公共那个主题啊，就研究了一本。
Once a pastor wrote a book based on the event when Jesus appeared before the Sanhedrin when they asked him, "Are you God?" He said, "I am."
绝书回答说我是。
That simple phrase, I am.
哇，他就研究了很多。
And that pastor was able to write a whole book on it.
所以凡事还是要多学了，才能够接触比较深一点的或者范围，更能够有这个研究性学习神的话的这样的方向。
We can only continue to learn and broaden our knowledge.
那我们今天跟大家谈的主要是介绍一个。人物查经跟事物查经啊，还有专题查经，比较会还有段落查经比较用到的一些基本的查经法了。
So today I will share with you briefly the first four, the character, events, topical and passage.
可以从这样的方法查下去啊，你就慢慢熟悉别的这些查经法了。
Beginning from these four, you can study the Bible and get to know the Bible better before you go into more
advanced. 我们看那个第三项。
Let's look at Roman numeral 3.
查经方法。
Ways of Bible study.
这里讲到介绍有六个 W.
There are the six W's.
第一个是人。
Who?
第二个是时间。
When?
第三个是地点。
Where?
第四个是事情。
Which?
再来是为何。
Why?
如何
and what.
为何里面分有探讨的原因有近因跟远因
and when we study the reason why there's immediate and further down the road.
整个事机或人物的如何就看它的结果了。
And you can see the results.
如果你能够抓住这几点呢？
If you can grasp onto these points,
然后加以综合分裂，甚至提出要点分析，就会把这里面的这些要点跟分裂就会非常贴切。
Simply comparing all these different factors will give you a lot of lessons.
那你要定一个主题就很容易了。
And you'll be easy to find a topic.
第三，就在这些要点分析以下，提出属灵的教训跟分享。
And from your analysis, you can share your spiritual teaching and share.
要让这一段你所查的能够有神的活泼生命力的见证道理，就要加上实际生活的应用、思考跟见证了。
And in order to learn from God's living word, you must use examples from life.
那这个很重要。
That is important.
不要以为这个道理很简单，其实你好好的去品味，照这样的方法，从你口里讲出去的道理就不一样，人家觉得听起来有神的生命力。
When we learn and enjoy the word of God, when we share it, people will feel the life in the word of God.
既然提出这个方法，我们就一起来操演一次。
So I could share with you a practice.
不然的话，回去还是抹灾殃啊。
Otherwise, you still don't get it.
闽南话这个抹灾殃就是不知道了啊。
You can listen all you want, but without practice, you won't get it.
我曾经啊在开车经过马路啊。
Once I drove past an intersection.
有一个店名叫葛再来，我怎么看也看不懂啊。葛再来。
There's a store named Come Again.
他那个店名讲葛再来啊，那个翻不出来，当然又是Come Again没错。他那个葛再来啊，原来国语讲不通了，要讲闽南话，葛再来啊。
For the longest time, I wonder what the store name meant.
所以有一些人真的很会动头脑啊，做生意啊。我们这里不是谈生意啊，但是我们要动头脑，怎么去学习什么道理啊？挖里面的宝啊。
And we're here to dig up the treasure in the Word of God.
你挖出来啊，你很，这个有时候感觉就好像那个挖到珍珠啊，哇，那种感觉好舒服。
And when you find the pearl in the Word of God, it feels pretty good.
真的。
It's true.
你挖不出来啊，怎么看都很辛苦。
If you can't find anything, of course it's hard to read.
所以你常常做这样的训练，而且你要领会，你自己也这样子准备啊。你一次一次的体验，一次的准备，你会进步很快。
Keep practicing and understand what you're doing, and you'll quickly improve.
很自然的，你就会开始有那种组织、那种分析。
Naturally, your mind will learn.
怎么样比较？
How to organize your thoughts and how to learn from the verses.
这种感觉真的好舒服。
And it feels really good.
就是因为好舒服，所以天天都喜欢读经。
And then you'll want to read the Bible every day.
不想读经的，我看到天天不舒服。
If you don't like to, if you can't read the Bible, you won't.
我们来看那个马可福音第一章。
Let's read Mark chapter 1.
我们大家一起来操演一次。
Let's practice Bible study together.
第一章的29-31.
Mark chapter 1 verses 29-31.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
预备开始，他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正患热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。耶稣近前拉他的手，扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。那我们现在开始一项一项来。
So let's study each W.
这一段经文很短的，看起来好像没有什么。
It's a short passage. Doesn't seem like we can learn much from it.
读得不舒服的话，真的看起来没有什么。
And you'll get frustrated.
我们来看一下，在这一段有什么人在里面。
But let's study who is in this passage.
有什么人呢？大家一起回答了。
Just yell out the answer.
有谁在里面呢？大声讲没有关系啊。雅各、约翰还有呢。
James and John.
西门安德烈还有呢
Simon and Andrew
啊西门的岳母
Simon's mother-in-law
还有呢
And
主耶稣
Jesus,
还有呢
And
都讲得差不多了不过好像还有这几
There seems to be someone else
他们没有、
hey.
还有这几
Anymore
这个很短的很好看
There's not that many words in this passage.
还有不知名的，那边有一个说有人告诉耶稣的那个佣人啊。
And there's an.
当然，这个已经太细了，不过可以做参考啊。
There's someone who told you
在那边了，你把它列出来了。
And you make a list of everyone in the passage.
好了，我们再来看，是在什么时间发生的
？And when did this happen?
什么时间
？When?
他时间没有讲几点几点，不过可以抓住那个当时的那个动作发生的时间。
Here it doesn't say exactly what time it is, but we can tell by clues.
啊
，The Sabbath.
哦，安息日，还有
，and
在几
？There's more.
哦，聚会完的时候
，After service.
有人说下午
，Someone said afternoon.
看起来也可以啊。
That could make sense.
看起来也可以啊。
It's possible.
还有呢
？And
如果没有，我就要讲了。
If not, I'll have to give you an answer.
前面的都可以啊，表示大家用心干你啊。
But all your answers are right.
我们看那个二十九节。
We can read verse 29.
一出会堂。
As soon as they left.
一出会堂的时候。
They just left the synagogue.
然后进到彼得家的时候
，when they entered the home of Simon.
所以就挤一挤哦，因为还是挤出一点东西来了。
That's also a time.
跟刚刚大家讲的
，we can find more answers.
好，那现在我们再来讲第三个
，third.
发生的地点在什么地方
？Where did it happen? The home of Simon.
西门就是彼得了哈
，Simon Peter's home.
西门的家啊、哦，好，第四。发生了什么事
？Fourth, what happened?
啊？哦，西门的岳母，就是他的丈母娘了哈。岳母害热病，哎。
Simon's mother-in-law had a fever.
就是发生了这个事，所以他们才去。
That was the event, and that's why they went.
我们看那个地点呢
？Fifth.
为什么耶稣跟这几个门徒会到他的家里去呢
？Why did Jesus go to Peter's home？
为什么
？Why？
哦，有人告诉耶稣，还有人
told Jesus。And？
啊？
去医病。
哦，耶稣要去医病，哎，也可以啊。
Jesus went to heal her. Heal her.、
嗯、他关心了，所以要去看。看这个彼得的岳母。
Jesus cared for the mother-in-law and visited her.
所以他这个原因呢，大概差不多了哈。我们再来看如何
，and
如何怎么样
？And what is the result?
看了以后怎么样呢
？What happened after Jesus saw her?
耶稣到了彼得的岳母家，后来怎么样
？What did Jesus do in her home?
啊？拉他的手后呢？扶他起来，还有呢
？And
热退了。
And the people left her.
大家都高材生嘛。
You're all very great students.
哇，101分给你们了。
You all pass.
我们这样看完以后
，After we go through this passage,
我们就印象很深了。
We remember the details.
这三节啊，你就摸得很透。
Then you can understand these three verses even better.
好，现在就要开始分类，要点分析了。
Then how can we separate them into points?
大概比较有一点点的困难，就是在要点分析了。要怎么排了
？Small difficulty in organizing these points.
如果题目我们定耶稣医治西门的岳母
，Let's say our sermon's title is Jesus Healed Simon's Mother-in-Law.
然后从他的动作，从他的讲话。我们看这一段，我们要怎么去排它
Then how can we study this passage based on what Jesus said or what he did?
要怎么分段呢?
How do we break it up?
要怎么整理要点分析呢?
How do we organize the actions and the words?
要怎么综合分类呢?
And how do we put them together?
现在我们刚刚已经挖出来这个照着这六点已经挖出来了。
We have all the details in the six W's.
然后要怎么整理呢?
How do we group them together?
整理不出来就变成十锦菜哦。
Otherwise, it becomes a mess.
这个菜里面有很多种蔬菜啊，分类了。
You must break it up.
我们准备灵粮，就是要准备属灵的菜啊，分类啊。We're
like a chef preparing a spiritual meal.
如果你把它煮成什锦面，当然好吃了。什锦菜我也喜欢吃。You
can't make chopped suey.
问题是领会，你这个大杂烩，什锦菜，你自己也不讲到后来变成自己也不懂，听了也不懂，变成奥秘。But
if you simply mix it up altogether during every sermon, then no one will understand. It won't be indeed a mystery.
就是要分类啊。
We must organize our thoughts.
耶稣医治西门的岳母。
Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law.
从他的动作想看看，而且要有根据的。
And refer to the verses.
好了，我们一起想啊。Let's
think together.
那我给大家一个方向，我们这样讲啊。 说不定你回去还有更好的要点分析，不一定。
Let me give you a point, and keep thinking. Maybe when you go back, you'll come up with something new.
我们从这里看到主耶稣的动作跟他的讲法，跟他的做。
We can study Jesus' word and his action and what he did.
我们来提出几点作为要点分析。
And there are a few points.